and gentlemen, dear friends in the Dharma, welcome to this initiative class of learning Buddhism in Western culture. It is innovative, not just because of the curriculum. It is a collaboration between the Fohin Temple and the Academy of Wisdom and Enlightenment. And it is also supported by the Consulate General of Sri Lanka and the Sri Lanka Officiated Chairman of Canada. So we are most grateful to the Venerable Chang Tuang, the Abbot of Fohin Temple, Ms. Ming Fan, and Dr. Ray, with your wonderful team to provide these facilities for our class. And we're extremely grateful for all of your presence and participation. When we say participation, we mean candid, active, and full participation to make the most benefit of this curriculum. And we're grateful to professionals, this dedicated team at AWE, the short form for Academy of Wisdom and Enlightenment, to create this inspiring class. We are able to learn in our lives every day. And here, we're going to learn Buddhism, not just for the good of our own selves, but for the benefit of all beings and the whole ecosystem. So together, we explore the path to enlightenment, the life that's going to change when we track on this path. So, let's begin the journey and welcome Professor Lo to the floor.
Thank you, Katipa, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, good afternoon. We try to be modernized and try to dispense with as much a traditional approach as possible because, you know, every temple already has enough of this. But we won't dispense with all of it. Is there anyone here who does not know the meaning of Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha? Please raise your hand. Oh, okay, great. For Buddha, we just refer to an enlightened person. That's the definition of Buddha. Dharma is the way or the method to attain that state of enlightenment. And Sangha are the people who are on the path to enlightenment. Usually they are the monks and nuns. But for our purpose, anyone whose heart has embarked upon the journey or the Dharma towards enlightenment, then the person is also has a pure heart, and that's what Sangha means, a pure heart. Okay? Usually we start our class with this teaching, so we will put our palms together and we'll recite it three times. Namo Buddhaya. Namo Dharmaya. Namo Sanghaya. Namo Buddhaya. Namo Dharmaya. Namo Sanghaya. Namo Buddhaya. Namo Dharmaya. Namo Sanghaya. Next slide, please. In the Mahayana tradition, especially the Chinese Mahayana tradition, this poetry was actually written by the first woman emperor of China. Imagine thousands and thousands of years ago where female has no place in society. To be the first woman emperor in China, that shows what kind of intelligence and wisdom this person has. And she wrote this poetry. I loosely translated by the meaning and as much literal as possible. And so in our tradition, whenever we begin the Dharma, we always declare our intention. And the declaration of intent is called Gatha, Indian language. So if you feel comfortable, recite together after me. The unsurpassed, profound, and intricate Dharma is difficult to encounter, even over hundreds and thousands of kalpas. Kalpas is the Indian measurement of time. In today's language, it might well be eons. It's like hundreds and thousands of eons. It's very difficult to encounter the correct way to enlightenment. Now that I have seen and heard the Dharma, I behold and uphold what the Dharma offers. I wish to understand the true meaning of Tathagata. Now, traditionally, the word Tathagata was referred to as the Buddha, but not in our class. When we go back to the root of this word, Tathagata actually means the becoming. Becoming what? Becoming is actually referred to ontology. Ontology of what? Ontology of everything. Ontology of all the phenomena in the universe, which we know as phenomenology. How did all the phenomena arise is called ontology. In the Dharma, it describes that the ontology there is because of cooperative causes. It's cause and effect. But then where does this all this cause come from? Okay. So eventually when one goes deeper and deeper and deeper into the physical realm, one goes smaller and smaller and smaller in the dimension. Eventually, you go to the point where it exceeds beyond the human imagination. So at that point, it is beyond physics. We call it metaphysics. Now, metaphysics over the history of human evolution and science eventually becomes physics, right? It's just like we used to think all the planets revolve around Earth, but now we know, no, actually, Earth revolves around the Sun. Okay. So, things that, like a thunder, a lightning, that came from nowhere, seems to come from empty void, suddenly there's this great energy coming from nothing to become something. It's coming from beyond the physical, materializing into the physical world. From the metaphysical world to the physical world, that is the becoming. That is what the term Tathagata means in our AWE curriculum. We do not refer that to the Buddha. We refer to the becoming. The becoming, the interrelationship, the transformation from the metaphysical realm into the physical realm. This is why this has given us this great privilege to introduce the traditional thousand years old literature, poetry and so on, and translate it by the science today into something tangible and more current, understandable and modern, which is the purpose of our course. This is why I do encourage younger generations to come and attend this class. You'll be totally surprised because it stands with the traditional method of, you know, incense, worshipping, chanting, and so on and so forth. We start with this kind of curriculum. So now, this is our first lecture, and before the lecture starts, we would like to conduct a course survey. Now why do we want to conduct a course survey? Because we want to know whether this course that we have designed and is delivering is in fact effective, in fact achieve your expectation, in fact improve our life. So how do we know whether it has improved our life? It has served its purpose? Well, we have to take a before and after snapshot, right? What I mean is, well, maybe before we are down and out and everything, and all we needed in this case is love and become such a vibrant soul. We want to see if this course actually do that. What we'll do is, at this point, before we actually take the course, we'd like to do a little survey, and then at the end of the course, we'll do the same survey, so that we have a before and after snapshot, and hopefully this will be our result. This survey was designed by Dr. Roy Chan. Dr. Chan is a very popular physician here in the Greater Toronto Area, and well known not only for his medical skills, but for his compassion and his dedication to the Dharma. He spent many hours designing this survey for us. So would you please kindly help me to welcome Dr. Chan to explain and introduce to us what this survey is about. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Lo. Thank you, everyone. Thanks, our Dharma teachers. Thanks, fellow classmates, and thanks all the audience for coming. Thanks for the nice introduction. Actually, I was born in Hong Kong. I was going to medical school in U of T, and then I went over to the UK and did some further training. So I'm back here now, and it's just a delight to be here. So now, as Dr. Lo has alluded to, we designed this course, and we want to see what the course can achieve for us and how we can improve it. So we have to gauge the overall impact of the course, and you have seen it before and after snapshot, right? We saw how we wish things could happen. You went from the sticky dogs to the nice and energetic dog, but well, like all good things, there's always another downside. This was obviously everyone probably know this is David, right? Okay. Well, if we fed you too much, well, you'll be this. So, either way, it's not the best. We like the optimal response, and we want to be enlightened. Now, just to reassure everyone, your personal data is protected. Okay, we actually going to make it double-blind. And we like to be scientific in the medical communities, and we obviously respect confidentiality, and that's really similar to what we do all day in the medical profession. The class results, it will not be disclosed except as a whole, right? Now, we try to conduct this survey scientifically. As Dr. Lo has mentioned, we are moving ahead out of good old dark age. We try to be scientific, and then we'll have a firm base in our Canadian society where everything has to be proven. The survey will avoid any biased questions. And just for all of us, I'll give a few examples of biased questions. Now, example one, if you cannot hear me, please raise your hand and I'll raise my voice. That's obviously statistically very biased. Right? I don't think I need to explain. Example two, those who do not understand English, please inform our teaching assistants, and you will be exempted from the survey. These type of questions really has no meanings, and we're trying to avoid it. The content of the survey, there are 44 questions divided into two sections. Section A, 33 questions, and the interesting part is actually reflects the course content. So after you finish the questionnaire, you probably have an idea what this course is all about. Section B is 11 questions, and they're really for us to analyze. Again, just want to emphasize again and again, your privacy is protected. Just to explain the format of the questions, it's very simple actually. Yes and no answers, comments, mark your choices on a scale of 1 to 7, where 1 is the least,
and 7 is the most. And the last part, mark your choices from A to I. The reason I mentioned time and time again why privacy is so important, because I want you to be frank to us. Please be open at your comment here. This can be critical to us. We have an open mind, we have an open heart, and we can handle most constructive or even destructive criticism. So, please help us. Now, when you finish the questionnaire, please give it back to one of us. So, may I ask you to begin? We expect that it will take about 30 minutes. All right? So far? Yeah, do you have any questions, folks? Nope? Then please go ahead. And again, if you don't understand English, please let us know.